It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
And that would be me. Good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing. And we just heard about the Library of Congress archiving. They're not going to put all my missives out there. They're not going to grab all my tweets and archive them for future generations to find great wisdom. It's probably a really good choice on their part. Yeah, it is. Look, in today's day and age, you talk social media, you talk about everything that's available for entertainment for your listening pleasure. It's about radio on the go, what we talk about here each and every day. You know, Christmas is over. You got all the brand new devices. You got the iPhone. You got the iPoppy. You got the iWatch. You got the tablets. You got everything involved with Apple, which is not doing too well in the sales department. So if you got your stock, keep an eye on it. But you also have all the Androids and Samsung phones and Samsung watches and all that kind of good stuff. But wait, there's more. If you're happen to be sitting at your desk at this given moment and you're on the clunky PC, you can go to our AVN award-winning website and click on the Listen Live button, Sports Byline USA, and I'm right there for you. Plus, you can see all the other stuff that is done on all the other shows on the network. We have great guests each and every day. We have terrific subject matter that we get into, and we talk about the world of music and entertainment and athletes. And it doesn't really matter what it is. We'll touch on the subject here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll touch a lot of other things too, but mostly on athletics. And the reality is that it's all there at your disposal. It's terrific. It's iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls.
This is Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, and here are the facts about drinking and driving during the holidays. One thing is for sure, they don't mix. 28% of people killed in traffic accidents in the month of December from 2012 through 2016 died in crashes involving a drunk driver. Government stats also showed that last December, 781 people were killed in drunk driving-related accidents, deadly crashes that were three times higher at night than during the day. For more, visit CarProUSA.com. I'm Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro.
The holidays are supposed to be a happy time, a special time to enjoy with friends and family. But unfortunately, it's also a time people drink too much before they drive. Last year, during December alone, 781 people died in drunk driving crashes. Young adults were especially hard hit. In fact, drivers aged 18 to 34 were involved in the most fatal drunk driving crashes. So, this season, do your part to keep the holidays happy. Plan ahead and don't drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, there we are. Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast, kicking the machinery as we go along. Don't blame him. I'd be doing the same exact thing. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Some interesting stories in the world of sports. Off the field, shocking. Shocking. But nonetheless, some stuff going on in here in New York, interesting thing. And we're going to get into a whole bunch of stuff today. A lot of NFL, a little bit of baseball. There was a very strange story coming out after the Houston parade. And we'll talk about that a little bit. And the bowl games as well, because bowl games are really heating up. A lot of the minor bowls have gone past at this point in time, and we're getting into the newbies and all the stuff that's coming around the corner. And by the way, did I predict this or what? James Harrison ends up with the Patriots. And like I said, nobody claimed him. So I guess they didn't have to go through the process. But sure enough, Belichick, who will find a way to get 5 sacks out of him between now and the end of the playoffs. Hey, this is great stuff. I love this. You go from the hated Pittsburgh Steelers to the hated New England Patriots. And you can't make it up. 39 years old. I mean, I he's going to step out at some point in time. And maybe it's this year. I mean, we'll find out. But if he clears the physical, which he should, James Harrison is going to end up with New England just in time for the playoffs. And the road will go through New England. There's a picture of him and the GOAT in Gillette Stadium when he came in. They look very happy to be around each other. And Tom Brady looks particularly happy that James Harrison isn't lining him up and getting ready to smack him. So, Harrison had no gripe. Steelers stuck with him for a long, long time. And he lost his job as T.J. Watt and Bud Dupree came on. But I think what was more telling is when Ryan Shazier got hurt, you know, God bless, but there was no room for James Harrison. And when Marcus Gilbert came back off the suspension, he was the disposable guy. And you get it. You completely get it. Yeah, it's funny. Now, here's a guy, 39 years old, but for the last 3 years, he averaged 5 sacks a year. Actually, a little better than that. And 2.5 in last year's playoffs. Now, look, the legs are fresh. Our buddy Eric Edholm over at Shutdown Corner actually kept track of the amount of snaps James Harrison was on the field for. Week 1, he was on for 4 snaps. Week 3, 3. Week 6, 15. Week 7, 7. And week 14, he was on for 11 sacks. And that was when Shazier got hurt. That's it. So, it's full of possibilities. I mean, do you think at 39 this guy has anything left? Probably not. Otherwise, the Steelers would have been using him, but you never know. And here he goes to New England. And I mean, you know, you look at it, and we'll get to the Lamar Charles story in just a second. But, you know, these older players who are literally hanging on for the paycheck at this point in time, you know, like Harrison, like Charles, they, you know, they want to be on a winner going out the door. You're not going to – let's put it this way. Had the Jets claimed him, I doubt he would have signed. He probably would have just retired, and that would have been it. Okay. But here you are. You have an opportunity to go to the playoffs. And you go. I mean, that's it. You know, this is a good thing. So, he goes to the hated New England. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I mean, you know, they lost Dante Hightower, so I get it. And, you know, he get a couple of guys out of it. You know, get a couple out, and that's it. So who knows? You know, James Harrison has had one hell of a career. And by the way, anybody who thinks he's not a Hall of Famer, you're nuts. You know, he's not going to line up. He's got 80 and a half sacks, which is the Steeler record. And you look at that and you throw it up against some of the big time pass rushers of all time in the 120s and the 130s. And does it measure up? No, it doesn't measure up even as far as some of the other linebackers go. But the reality is, you ask any quarterback, when it came time to make the big play, when it came time to be around the ball, in that big moment, he was the guy. You know, and I've already seen the conspiracy theory stuff. We're going to face them in the playoffs, and that's the only reason why he's on the team. He's not going to get any time. He's going to give us inside information on what's gone on. Look, come on. You know. You know. That's just not the case. Not the case. How many times have they played each other? 1,000? They don't need inside information. Yeah, they're going to surprise them. Ay. You got to be kidding me. I mean, that's not even... You talk about virtual reality. That's not even real reality. And then the other story, Jamal Charles, he wants the Broncos to cut him loose. And again, this is an understandably reasonable request. You know, when you're at this point as a player, like Jamal Charles is, you sign the one-year minimum deal or close to minimum, whatever it is. In his case, it was $900,000 base. And then they build the incentives in. But the Broncos, first of all, when he played, he didn't perform. That's a lot of it. You know, he had 69 carries for 296 yards. You know. It's 4-0, but, you know, it's just not anything really worth writing home about. He says he still has something left in the legs. And again, this is the time of year, young legs, you know, even with Zeke. I mean, everybody knew last week that Zeke was going to get the ball all over the place. Right? But what happened? He had fresh legs and he got a decent amount of yards, almost 100. Now, was that, you know, and this was with everybody focusing on him, because their game plan was to shut him down and make Zach win the ball game. Dak win the ball game, excuse me. And he wasn't able to do it. Bingo, Cowboys out of the playoffs. Well, you look at the teams that are still left in playoff contention. You know, do any of them need running backs? Yeah, it's fair. It's fair. I mean, he theoretically could sign with Minnesota. They could use an additional running back there. Philly's full up. Rams are full up. Could the Chargers use a backup for Melvin Gordon? Yeah, they probably could. I think if Denver gives him his wish, which they probably will, he'll hook up pretty quickly with a playoff team. Maybe he contributes. Maybe he doesn't. It's that time of year. Stuff the stocking with an ex-NFL, with an over-the-hill NFL football player. Well, let's tap out right there. We'll come back right after the short timeout. I'm Black, you're not.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. And talking NFL here. Like I said, Jamaal Charles, if they make him inactive Sunday against the Chiefs, as expected, he's got 425 yards from scrimmage. He loses 100,000 if he can't get 75 built in, because they had landmarks for him, 500, 750, 1,000, 1,214 yards 1,400 from scrimmage. Put a bonus at, you know, you got to be honest. If you're Denver, why would you care? So, yeah, I don't blame him. I don't blame him. And now as we get into week 17, excuse me. Some good stories, some air stories. You know, we'll start with a good story. Silver Saliga. And Tampa Bay's having a rough season. We'll get to Dirk Cutter here in just a second. After the game on Christmas Eve, they went to an Applebee's, a couple of the guys, and had just gotten in from Charlotte. They flew them right home so they could have Christmas with their families. And they're hanging out in Applebee's, having some snacks, a couple of brews. And they said that he went out of his way. He asked the manager, he said, how many servers were still working at 10:30 on Christmas Eve? And, you know, I've worked in some places that you got off early, and I worked on some places where we stayed open until 4 in the morning. So, you know, it's dependent upon the manager, and in this case, corporate. And he left a $1,000 tip and said, please spread it equally among the 10 people. And that's pretty darn nice. And it wasn't just the service. There were 10 employees left in the building. So they each got $100. You know, that's okay. That's okay. You hear about the bad crap. You know, and anybody that's slinging hash for a living, and that's an old school term, it ain't easy. Feet hurt, back hurts. Don't get to spend time with the family on the holidays a lot of times. That was nice of him to do. Real nice of him to do. Speaking of Tampa, Dirk Cutter, which, again, this is not something that has been in the public eye on a big-time way. I've been checking the Tampa papers. There's been a little bit of rumbling about Dirk Cutter, and maybe they decide to give him one more year. I could understand why they do if they decide to go in that direction. But here's a team that 4-11 in the toughest division in football. They're in the red, 54 points offense to defense, and defense was supposed to be their big strength. They're last in scoring in their division. They are ahead of teams like Arizona and 49ers, who just found themselves a quarterback. But for the most part, the Bears, naturally the Giants, everybody's ahead of the Giants. But their defense has let them down every bit as much as the offense. And I was talking to Herman Moore yesterday, and I like the way he kind of slid over the question, because I was talking about the development of Matthew Stafford and the lack of development of Jameis Winston. And this isn't revisionist history for me. When I saw Jameis go up against better coaching when he was in college, he didn't get the job done. Now, I always put that on the collegiate level coaches. They're not NFL coaches for a reason. I'm talking about the coordinators and the, no, not the head football coaches. Head football coaching in college is completely different than head football coaching in the National Football League. Head football coaching in the National Football League is about game plans, offensive defenses. Yes, you have to be the CEO and get away from one side of the ball after a period of time. See Rex Ryan. Because if you don't, you lose half the team. But with that being said, Tampa took their offensive coordinator, Dirk Cutter, put him in the head coach's position. Couldn't get Lovie Smith out of there fast enough. And turned the team over to a guy with no head coaching experience, not on the NFL level. And said, here you go. You're the head football coach. You have the quarterback that you made really, really good in his second year. Let's take it, run with it, and we're going to go to the playoffs. Yep, we are. We're going to go to the playoffs. We're going to have a great year. Oops, we're 4-11. Nobody expected New Orleans to be as good as they are. They are. Carolina's still a damn good football team, and Atlanta's the Super Bowl defending NFC champion. That was a monumental task that Dirk Cutter was not up to. And in his weekly on Tuesday, he said the rumors surrounding his job status have been a distraction. Well, of course it's been a distraction. Now, he's a guy, if and when he goes, he'll get a job. He'll become an offensive coordinator somewhere because the offensive work he did with Jameis is good. You know, he moved him up. But when he didn't have complete focus on just Jameis, he regressed and the team regressed. 9-7 last year, 4-11 this year. This is how the NFL works. Now, when they lost on Christmas Eve to Carolina, there was a shouting match in the locker room. And it wasn't even a shouting match. It was a screaming match, loud enough that they picked it up on the Bucs radio broadcast. Jameis and Quan Alexander went after Chris Baker. For not taking the loss serious enough. I mean, you know, for any of you guys who watched Hard Knocks, and I must admit, I like it. It's reality television of football. And there's plenty of reality television in football each and every week. Now, you look at the Bucs in the preseason, and you saw what was going on, and you saw, and you know, if you're not around it every day, you don't know. Jameis is a pretty vocal leader who has the physical ability to make big plays. Now, as a quarterback, as a coach, you want your quarterback to be your leader. It just goes with the territory. Some guys are quiet, like Eli and Peyton, and other guys are screamers. And they fire up the football team. Dak is a quiet guy. But it's all performance out of the quarterback slot. Because you don't perform, you can yell all you want. Nobody's going to pay attention. Now, it was so bad in the locker room that the Bucs broadcasters were supposed to interview Levante David. He had to leave or push it back for a couple minutes so he could go in there and intervene. And again, I'm not, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, I'm not a big fan of the stick a microphone under somebody's face the second after they lose a football game. I thought Cam got a really bad rap with that a couple of years ago, and I've said so. But as far as Chris Baker goes, you know, here's a guy that they signed to a pretty decent free agent contract who they weren't happy about his effort. He's got a half a sack for the year. And as I said, for their faults on offense, their defense has not been good. You know, they gave him a three-year deal, at $15.75 million. And they were putting him next to Gerald McCoy. They expected a hell of a lot more than a half a sack. And it's been a frustrating year. Winston made a charge at Shelton Quarles, who's the director of football operation. And Shelton Quarles was a 10-year linebacker. And he was standing next to Ryan Fitzpatrick. Had they bumped, everybody goes down. You know, and it's the usual stuff. Yeah, Jameis is a fighter. He's a leader. He did ba-boom, ba-bum. He went after the official because he felt like he recovered the fumble. But the reality is that they're a sloppy team. They're penalized. They don't perform up to snuff, and Dirk Cutter's going to pay for it with his job. And I think that's the aspect of it that is probably going to do him in more than win or losses. I mean, you look at Hugh Jackson, and there's people making the argument, legitimately so. Here's a guy that probably should be fired. You go 0 for anything, you probably should be fired. But his team is making the effort, and you're not hearing about the kind of stuff that's going on in Tampa. You got a 4-win team in Tampa that was expected to go to the playoffs, and it's coming apart at the seams. Let's tap out right there. We'll pick it up on the other side. Discuss the future of any number of coaches right after this short timeout on Black You're Not.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of The Attack. And talking National Football League, specifically Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Dirk Cutter. And, you remember what happened with Mike Evans and Jameis and Marshawn Lattimore and, he got asked directly whether or not he has lost a team, and he just kind of laughed and said no, but he can't feel too good. Ownership hasn't talked to him. And that's never a good sign. I'm a big believer in continuity. And last year, I had felt that Todd Bowles had lost control of the Jets locker room. And when that happens to a coach, I don't necessarily know that they can get it back. He actually did get it back because his GM worked with him and got rid of the dead wood in the locker room. And, you know, they're an average team. They're actually a little below average team. They're going to get better. And I hope that Jets management doesn't fire Todd Bowles. Can I see Dirk Cutter getting fired? Yeah, I can. And you can justify it. The team just has not performed. But I think the question is going to be really inside that locker room, what's going on. And when they have their exit meetings, and they have the exit meetings, and they don't involve the coach, they involve director of football operations, general managers, they want to know what's going on in that locker room. Is the coach prepared? Do you feel you're ready to go on Sundays? And they ask him flat out, do you want to play for this guy? Well, if he's not up to snuff, you know, and like I said, I'll still reference Hard Knocks. I mean, he, at least in training camp, didn't matter who it was, came across as a bit of a hard ass. Now, some players like that and need it, some don't. But the question is going to be whether or not the message has been turned off in Tampa Bay. And if it has, he's probably going to lose his job. And if he hasn't, then maybe he sticks around one more year. Like I said, I don't know what direction that can go in. You know, I guess we're going to find out, but you know, if you look at it from the strictly win and loss thing, well, he's gone, man. You know, even today in the Tampa Bay Times, you know, there's the article about how it bothers him that he's, you know, job speculations there. They're talking about Chris Baker's penalty. I don't know. You got a story about Jameis Winston and how he's not to blame. Well, your quarterback's always to blame. You know, a story by Rick Stroud. And, you know, he's putting it on management. And said he didn't get the talent. Well, I don't know. I look at that team and I see a lot of talent. You know, Jameis is 23 years old. So he's not some guy who should already get it. You know, he came in as a redshirt sophomore. He's young. And maybe, you know, maybe he gets it, maybe he doesn't. Now, to piggyback this, the same reporter who is their main beat guy for Tampa Bay is reporting that John Gruden is contacting assistants. And talking to them about putting a team together so that they can hit the ground running when he takes a job head coaching in the National Football League. I mean, look, Dirk Cutter's 58 years old. Gruden's 54. You know, you got to remember, when he was a little chucky, he was a kid. I mean, literally a kid. And, you know, we're talking a bunch of years later. He's not out of the game. The game hasn't passed him by. And Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network is saying he's reaching out to former assistants and friends to see if they're available. Now, he lives in Tampa. He obviously has had great success in Tampa. You know, they got a Lombardi because of him. But there's other jobs that are going to be out there, including the Giant job. And with him on the market, and it could just be a big tease, you know, it's a hell of a lot easier flying in to do a Monday night football game than it is to coach 16 games and playoffs and preseason in a National Football League. Now, the money is a lot better, but they're paying him, I don't know, $2 million or something along those lines. He'd be getting 8 to 10 in a National Football League. So you're not going to run a charity event for him. And you'd be bidding against ESPN, basically, because ESPN wants to keep him. But here's the thing, and this is where you know, things get a little dicey. Football, as we all know, is struggling a little bit. And ESPN has had major layoffs. And when you look at the possibilities and probabilities of what jobs would be available, you know, I think it narrows it down quite a bit. But, you know, here's a guy, and like I said, and I was wrong about the salary, he's making $6.5 million, according to Forbes, to call color. And do all the side stuff. I mean, I'm sure it's all inclusive, the quarterback camp and everything else that he does for the network. He does a lot of stuff for the network. But what number are you talking about if you're a National Football League team and you're looking to get John Gruden? You're going to have to double it. You have to go up $12, $13 million to get this guy in. Is he worth it? He was a really good coach. He makes more money than anybody at the network. Everybody at the network. That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money. So, you know, he's going to get, they're going to bid. And then what it comes down to at that point in time is whether or not he's just playing them to get more money. But I think what could end up happening here, especially with ESPN, and you look at the cutbacks that have been going on, and Disney, which is ESPN's parent company, just had a major buyout of Fox, including Fox Sports, not their news division, but Fox Sports and 20th Century Fox and everything else. And I don't know if they're going to be willing to go. I mean, I don't honestly know the answer to that question. Now, if it turns out that they're willing to pay the price, well, you know, this is America, Jack. Go for it. But I don't know that it's necessarily going to happen. But what I do know is if the Bucks have decided that Dirk Cutter is not in control of that locker room, he's going to lose his job. And again, you look at the possibility of who will get fired in the National Football League. And you look at the possibilities of how many jobs will be open. And John Fox, Chuck Pagano, Dirk Cutter, Bruce Arians, which is a possibility. And they're not going to fire him. You know, Andy Reid isn't going to get fired. Marvin Lewis is gone. Giants already fired theirs. I mean, you know, there's rumors about Jason Garrett, but Jerry doesn't fire Jason Garrett. I have no idea why. Cutter obviously has issues. You know, there's a lot of people that are going to be looking for jobs. I don't think Todd Bowles goes, and I don't think Adam Gase goes, but both of them didn't have good years. Does Jack Del Rio go? I think that's a real distinct possibility. What are we up to, six? You know? Six, seven. I could definitely see it. I mean, top to bottom, let's see. I'll throw Bowles in there just for the hell of doing it. One, Marvin, two. Pagano, three. Del Rio, four. The Giants opening is five. Fox is six. Cutter, seven. And Arians is eight. So, I mean, I figure legitimately anywhere from six to eight. So you're talking almost 25% of the coaches being turned over. Yeah. That's hardcore. That's hardcore employment. And like I said, I've been talking Cutter for the better part of the year. And I'm not surprised if he's going to go. And if they and little Chucky can work it out and keep it real, he goes to Tampa. Let's tap out right after the short timeout. We will be back.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281.
Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, that would be me. And again, I this is the time of year, and it's going to happen right after this upcoming weekend. You're going to see bunches of coaches bite the dust. And there's all kinds of rumor and speculation out there. I saw one that saw Belichick moving to the Giants, which is, I mean, you must be high. And they're going to go after Nick Saban. That ain't going to happen. He's in his 60s. He doesn't want the grind of the National Football League. He's the emperor of Alabama. That's not going to change. What they're going to do is they're going to look around the National Football League. They're going to reach out. You know, don't kid yourself. They're going to reach out to Jim Harbaugh and offer him a hell of a lot of money. Michigan better be prepared with the checkbook. And then the usual suspects and assistants, some of them will be retread. Some of them will have not gotten an opportunity. You know, and again, you look around it. Success up in Buffalo with a first-time head coach. Success out in San Diego with a first-time head coach. Not success in Denver with a first-time head coach. You know, it varies from place to place. Sometimes you strike gold, sometimes you don't. So if you're looking and you're saying to yourself, wow, you know, this guy could be our head coach and he's going to be great. You know, he runs an offense that scores 900 points. No, not always. You know, talking to Herman Moore yesterday. You know, teams are going to talk to Jim Bob Cooter. And Detroit's going to have to make a decision. Now, Cooter's going to be of interest, but Cooter also has a background. You know, he had two DWIs, including one where he ended up naked in somebody's living room. You know, when you're a young kid and you're an assistant in college, you know, that's being colorful. When you're in the National Football League, it's a lawsuit. So, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that gets checked out before these guys get handed the key to the Ferrari. Well, that's it for this hour. Stay tuned for the local news and the various different national news that pop up. And we'll be back after this short time out. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Much of the United States getting winter weather over the Christmas holiday, including a lot of snow, but nowhere more than Erie, Pennsylvania. It got 34 inches of lake effect snow on Christmas Day, another 2 feet of snow on Tuesday night, and it's still been snowing at times. Meteorologist Bonnie Schneider.
More snow is ahead for Erie, but the good news is that a change in direction of the winds will eventually calm things down by the end of the day today.
Forecasters saying a couple of storms could combine into a big one affecting much of the east just in time for New Year's weekend. A singer who gained a measure of fame for supporting President Trump is now accusing the former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski of sexually assaulting her. Joy Villa says he slapped her rear end twice as they posed for a picture last month. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Tom Hinchy. For all you Trending Today listeners, we've got a great deal from MyPillow to help you get a better night's sleep. I love MyPillow, and I'm getting a better night's sleep. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the Radio Listener Special. Use promo code USA, and you'll now get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Former President Barack Obama warning about what he calls irresponsible use of social media, saying it can distort people's understanding of complex issues and spreads misinformation. He makes the remarks during an interview on a program with Britain's Prince Harry. Firefighters now have an 88% containment of the largest wildfire in California history, but it still may not be fully contained till January 7th. And Arizona lawmakers had it with phony service pets, as we hear from Jason Campbell.
Senator John Kavanaugh from the Valley wants folks who get caught passing their regular pets off as service animals in public places to be fined $250. As it stands, business owners are only allowed to ask two questions. Is your animal a service animal that's required for your disability? And what task or work has your service animal been trained to do? If the service animal is acting inappropriately, business owners do have the right to kick the person out.
USA Radio News.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have New Manna. In these uncertain times, become food independent with New Manna's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, taste great, and last for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to newmanna.com.
Japan is now inviting Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, as well as U.S. officials and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, to Tokyo to restart the Middle East peace process. Netanyahu has issued a statement saying he's awaiting a decision from the Trump administration about how to proceed before he decides whether he'll attend. For several years, members of the generation called millennials were known to love to live in big cities. But now, a survey finds some of those millennials are starting to move out to the burbs. Mark Mayfield with more on this migration.
According to research conducted by online real estate giant Zillow, hordes of older millennials are flocking to suburbs that focus on suburban environments. About half of older millennials seek out suburban areas that have potentially walkable destinations like fitness centers, community centers, shopping centers, and restaurants. Millennials currently make up about 42% of today's homebuyers.
Lawyers for Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman are asking a federal judge to delay the start of his trial. His legal team complaining they haven't been paid, so they want the trial postponed from April to August at the earliest. And New Year's Eve this weekend, we'll see towns and cities nationwide ringing in the new year by lowering oversized objects down the sides of buildings, of course, like the iconic ball drop in New York's Times Square. But Atlanta will drop an 800-pound peach, and Boise, Idaho, a giant potato. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Or Chevy Chase. I haven't figured out which one yet. Nah, maybe not Chevy. 1-800-878-PLAY. Welcome to the attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto, out on the coast, and we are back. Back with the attack. At Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. And here on this hump day in the world of sports, I'm one of the biggest humps in radio. And that's okay. Seriously, it is okay. You know, if you're listening, and we hope you are, otherwise, you know, I'm talking to myself, it's about radio on the go. It's about the various different ways and devices you can use to get this show and all the programs here on the network. You know, when you look at media today, and you know the drill, I mean, I'm talking about various different devices you can use and the platforms and all that kind of good stuff. You know, the other thing too, and you know, it relates to all levels of media. I mean, there's no getting around it. When you look at anything, it can be Netflix. It can be, you know, you can have a Fire Stick. You can jailbreak your Fire Stick. You can do whatever you are doing. Guess what? You know, these people have made it so, and I'm talking about the technicians, you are talking about the ability to pick anything you want, listen to it, watch it, whatever the circumstances are. And that's a beautiful thing. It's devices that you can get. They're easy access. They're easy to use. And so you're heading to the park. You're walking the dog. You're getting the kids off to school. You're heading to the gym. You're sitting at your desk. Whatever the circumstances are, we're right there for you. You listen to some Sports Attack. And, you know, as far as the rest of it goes, well, you know the drill. American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls, you know, I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate them. And each year and every year when we go down to Army, Navy, you appreciate them even more. It's a dangerous world we live in. And they head towards harm's way while we run away from it. So see one of these guys and girls on the street, give them a hearty thanks. Buy them a cup of coffee. Let them know you love them. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
This is Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, and here are the facts about drinking and driving during the holidays. One thing is for sure, they don't mix. 28% of people killed in traffic accidents in the month of December from 2012 through 2016 died in crashes involving a drunk driver. Government stats also showed that last December, 781 people were killed in drunk driving-related accidents, deadly crashes that were three times higher at night than during the day. For more, visit CarProUSA.com. I'm Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro.
The holidays are supposed to be a happy time, a special time to enjoy with friends and family. But unfortunately, it's also a time people drink too much before they drive. Last year, during December alone, 781 people died in drunk driving crashes. Young adults were especially hard hit. In fact, drivers aged 18 to 34 were involved in the most fatal drunk driving crashes. So, this season, do your part to keep the holidays happy. Plan ahead and don't drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. And, we got some stuff to talk about here. Yeah, we do. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. I could have easily let off with this, but, again, sticking with the National Football League, we'll get to some college stuff here in a couple minutes. Just to show you how far it's gone here in New York with the Giants. Throughout the entire year, Ben McAdoo had issues with his defensive backfield, not only on the field, but off the field as well. A lot of injuries, not playing up to expectations. They suspended Rogers Cromartie. Janoris Jenkins got suspended. And Landon Collins, who is a Pro Bowl caliber, and I don't mean all pro. I mean pro. I don't mean Pro Bowl. I mean all pro caliber safety. Without naming names, said that Eli Apple is a cancer in the locker room. Now, Eli Apple was the 8th overall pick in the 2016 draft. He didn't play a single snap. His rookie year, he showed you he could play. And Collins said, look, there's only just one corner that needs to grow, and we know who that is. He said, that's the only person I would change in our secondary group. They play hard. They love what they do. But that first pick, he's a cancer. He had a teammate call him a cancer in the locker room. Now, Collins just went on injured reserve, so he ain't going to be in the locker room the rest of the year. And he's trying to lead, and they said he has had multiple instances where he's tried to go after Apple. And they said the biggest one was Eli Apple denying that Landon Collins went up to him and said, hey, you got to figure this out. You got a skill set. You're making money at this. Handle yourself in a professional manner. And then Apple turned around and denied the conversation ever took place. They found him tweeting on the sidelines during the loss on December 10th to Dallas. Now, again, he's got a skill set. There's a new coach and a new GM coming in. Can they get through to him? I don't know. But the kid is amazingly immature. You remember the stuff with his mom when he first got drafted. He's a little baby from all accounts. I'm not in the locker room, so I'm not going to pass judgment from that aspect of it. But this kid, from all accounts, is just not there. He thinks his poop don't stink. And he plays like it. And you think about it, and I've seen some social media stuff on the fact that, if you're a leader, that you don't let the stuff come public and you don't say that kind of thing on a thing. Well, And he finally, being Collins, got to the point where he was so frustrated with it that he took it to the media. After being or trying to deal with this kid in-house any number of times. And Apple said, basically, that Landon Collins was a liar, that the conversations never took place. I don't know. But from all accounts, and the thing is, nobody has said that Eli Apple is a bad guy, that he's surly or that he, you know, it's me all the time, that he doesn't care about his team. It's evidently the way he goes about his business, his preparation, his dedication to his craft. And again, they keep, and I've seen this in multiple interviews, they keep bringing up the word professionalism. And they said he behaves like a kid. Well, he is a kid. He's 22 years old. But unfortunately, in the professional world, you don't have that option. You've got to be able to handle yourself between the lines. You know, what you do aside from drugs and DWIs off the field and domestic abuse and all that, yeah, okay, I get it. But all the other things, it's your own business. You're making a hell of a lot of money. They've tried to handle it in-house, and now, we'll see. You know, we'll see. But here he is. He's going to be going into the fourth year of his contract. They got options to pick up and all this. Well, all right. We'll see. We're going to find out. And like I said, he'll be an easy target for a cut when the new people come in. But here's a kid who's talented. I mean, talented. And he's calling his teammate a cancer. You know, the one thing about the Giants, and we're going to find out next year, but, and I mean, talent-wise, you can't put this on Jerry Reese because the kid is, you know, an indisputable talent. But you know, talent will only get you so far. And this stuff gets around the league. And other GMs are aware of it. And look, you know, skill-wise, if the Giants cut him loose, he'll get a job. There's no question about it. But there were scouts who were talking about the fact that coming out of college, this kid was amazingly immature, a complete head case. And they wouldn't have touched him with a 10-foot pole. Well, certainly looks like it's starting to go in that direction, doesn't it? You know, this is the time of year, and you know, we love talking between the lines, but there's no games going on today, and nothing went on yesterday. You see the true colors of these athletes and these coaches and these organizations, and you find out which ones are well-run and which ones aren't. And it's funny, for all the people, and I know a lot of people locally who wanted Tom Coughlin out of town, game passed him by. You know, we need the young, fresh blood in there. Well, you know, there can be some truth to that sometimes. But the Giants have two wins, and Jacksonville's going to the playoffs with him running the organization. You know, it's funny. They haven't talked about it. And I have to be honest. I don't know the answer to the question. Did Tom move his family back to Jacksonville? And, you know, Tom's 70 years old or whatever. You want to bring in Tom to run the Giants organization? I don't think he'd do it. Got to be honest. I don't think he'd do it. I think he's got a pretty good situation down there in Jacksonville, and they love him all over again. And probably going to win Executive of the Year. I don't know if he's eligible. He's not technically the general manager. But he should. You know, like I said, you can see what organizations are run correctly and what aren't. And there's quite a few. It's a big list. Most of them are going to involve coaches that don't have jobs anymore. Let's tap out right there. We'll be back right after this short timeout. I am Black. You are not. Do not go anywhere.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone was 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, again, the NFL is a weird place this time of year. It truly is. And a lot of rest is going to go on, too. One of the other stories, Sean McVay, first-year head coach, talking about resting his starters against the 49ers. 49ers have a nice little win streak going, and they're moving up the food chain as far as the draft goes. to the point where they might not be too happy about it. But, hey, look, they got their quarterback, and that's ultimately what it's about. You know, the Rams don't have a chance at a first-round bye, and they're either going to be the 3 seed or the 4 seed, but either way, they're going to be hosting a playoff game against Wild Card. So, understandably, and this is where competitive balance and gambling and all the other crap in the National Football League comes into play. Andrew Whitworth's going to sit. John Sullivan's going to sit, which means Jared Goff's going to sit. And Todd Gurley. And if they're in there, it's going to be for a limited period of time, almost like a preseason game. Mark Barron's going to sit. Alex Ogletree is going to sit. And then the guys who get nicked up, and guys who have been nicked up all year, Watkins and Robert Woods and Aaron Donald and Michael Brockers and Robert Quinn, and these guys are going to boom. They're going to go down. And if the Niners beat them, which is a distinct possibility if all those guys are sitting, they'd be the number 4 seed. Niners are 4-0 under Jimmy G. And I hope Beathard likes the ability to be a backup. He'll be there the length of his career. Or his contract, I should say. And then he'll have the opportunity maybe to go play someplace or maybe not. We'll find out. He didn't play bad. But they didn't win. Vikings are 1-2. Eagles, as it stands right now, 1, Vikings 2. And the way it's set up right now, Rams are going to host the Falcons. Seattle's still hanging around. Who would you rather face? In division, I don't know. Maybe I face the Falcons. We'll find out. Plus, if Gurley doesn't play, does that hurt his MVP chances? Because he's in the running. Or does it turn around and go to Brady in an award that's traditionally a quarterback's award anyway? So, we'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. This is also the time of year that scheduling and rescheduling and time changes and everything else goes against certain teams and favors certain teams, depending on the competition level and whether or not they're involved in the playoff chase, because they're trying to max out ratings, and they certainly, you know, within a collective bargaining agreement, television contracts and everything else, they have the right to do that. Baltimore Ravens are getting moved from 1 p.m. to 4:25 p.m. Harbaugh's not happy about it. All the teams that got moved in the flex schedule. Ravens, Tennessee, and Buffalo got moved because the teams are still in the wild card berth. And they want them all playing at the same time, so there's no tanking and no whatever. Ravens win. They go to 10-6, and they're in. If they should lose, and Baltimore and or Tennessee loses, they're in as well. So that's, you know, that's okay. I understand why they have to do it. Now, you know, when you look at it right now, the old playoff standings, which is a nice little thing on the ESPN app, all the division guys have clinched. Baltimore's 9-6, Tennessee 8-7, Chargers 8-7, and the Bills 8-7. So, win Tennessee, you're in. Chargers need a little help. Buffalo needs the most help. We shall find out. I mean, you know, Tennessee gets the Jags. Jags really aren't playing for anything. But Tom, and yeah, you got to remember back to the Giants in New England in the year they beat, well, first time they beat New England in the Super Bowl, when they had the week 16, 15th game, 16th week, game against New England, and they damn near beat them then. And they played hard all the way, where the Giants were not playing for anything. They had no ability to move around position-wise or anything else, and they played nose-to-nose with New England, who was playing for something, and almost beat them, and then they beat them in the Super Bowl. But we'll see. You know, like I said, Jacksonville is locked in the three. They're going to host, but they're going to play, and they don't get a bye week. So they'll get the bottom seed of the two wild card teams. So they could go back-to-back with Tennessee if Tennessee beats them. And Baltimore wins their game. Possibilities exist. We shall see. NFC, same dealio. You know, first four are locked up. And the Panthers are in as well. And still to be determined. You know, New Orleans wins it. I mean, if they both win out, New Orleans wins it. Head-to-head win percentage. And the Rams, as we were talking about, should they lose, they're the four. They can stay as the three. Really doesn't matter. They're going to host either way. And New Orleans will host either way, should they win. They got to win, though. You always love it when it comes down to these division games at the end. Now you're going to find out whether or not Buccaneers even want to play for Cutter. Because if they lay down like dogs with New Orleans actually having something to play for, that's going to go a long way in determining the future of Dirk Cutter. They play hard. Maybe they steal a victory. All right. Maybe he comes back. And, of course, you know, Carolina and Atlanta are playing for something. So, and they go head-to-head. That's going to be an interesting game to pick come Friday, I'll tell you. I am not, shall we say, completely comfortable in picking that. Yeah. But we'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY is phone number. 1-800-878-7529. You know, last story in the National Football League. They had somebody go BS crazy up in Lambeau. Che Vang, a fired food worker, got canned. And he ended up getting charged with first-degree recklessly endangering safety and five misdemeanor counts of damage to property. They contract out to a company called Delaware North. And he got into a fight with a 25-year-old co-worker during a Packer game. So they canned him. Now, the former co-worker was getting out of his car in the employee parking lot last Friday, and Vang allegedly drove into the car and repeatedly smashed it. He told police he wanted justice, and nobody was listening to him. Okay. So out the door you go. That's interesting. Tragedy up in Lambeau. Well, actually, I shouldn't joke around about that. It could have been had he tried to hit the guy. But You know, they put the bond at 10 grand. He has no references going forward. And he'll be lucky if he doesn't end up doing jail time. But it's probably a good thing I got him out of there. Already picked the physical confrontation and then, you know, decided to use his car as a battering ram. Never a good sign. I would say perhaps not the most stable human being performing a job at Lambeau. But anyway, let's tap out. When we come back, we go to the college bowl scene because there's good ones literally today.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Welcome back to the attack. Yes, you know. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. And we've got all kinds of good stuff going on. The, you know, Capital One Bowl Mania and big time swing. And, you know, there are some bowl games that are better than others, and, you know, it's just how it is. But there's some good ones. And, you know, what do we got here? I'm looking at the thing here. Yeah. All right. Well, nothing really hardcore, but, you know. Southern Mississippi, Florida State. That's a good one. Southern Miss, they're like 5 years in a row now in bowls. That's pretty good. You know, that's pretty darn good. And yet, you look at some of these smaller programs, and talking about it with Herman Moore yesterday, again, a lot of these kids, they're never going to suit up again, ever. Which makes it difficult. And some will. You know how it is. And, you know, you look at the list. And what's coming up, and you're starting to get into the heavy hitters. Like I said, Southern Miss, Florida State. Florida State squeaky in. And they, you know, even that was out of technicality. You have the Division II subdivision, you know, ridiculous stuff. And this is one of those games, which team shows up? Well, first of all, you got a new football coach because your main guy left. The quarterback was okay, nothing great. Your running attack was okay, nothing great. You're going up against a quarterback in Kevin Griggs, Kawanda Griggs, I'm sorry, I always screw his name up, with 15 touchdowns and 2 interceptions for the year. He can play a little bit. Now, they lost some games that you would say to yourself, well, they lost to Tennessee. They lost to UAB. They lost to Kentucky. And they won their own conference. So maybe they don't show up against Florida State. We'll find out. The question is whether or not Florida State shows up. And they want a winning record. They are not used to mediocrity. Again, you take it all the way back to when they lost Francois. Mid-year, they were 2-5. Won 4 out of their last 5. Yeah. And everything starts anew for them today. You're going to find out a whole heck of a lot about how this team responds. And again, it's okay. You know, if they don't show, we'll find out. But Southern Miss is, you know, a pretty solid team. I do expect a decent game. I do expect Florida State to win. But I don't think it's going to be one of those no-shows for the bigger school. And again, that's kind of what can happen here. You know, we'll find out. You got a pretty good Iowa team going up against a pretty good Boston College team in their bowl matchup. And that's in the Pinstripe Bowl today up in the Bronx. And it's cold out, but no particular precipitation in the forecast. There's a little bit of wind. And not a bad team. Two teams, I should say. BC's given 2.5, basically because of proximity more than anything else. But I'll tell you something. I don't like Boston College in this game. I like Iowa, and I like Nick Stanley. Nick Stanley's a damn good quarterback. Nathan Stanley. God, I'm butchering these names today. That's what I get for working off the top of my head. The, you know, when you look at his body of work, he doesn't turn the ball over. That's really what it comes down to. 5 touchdowns against Iowa State. 5 touchdowns against Ohio State in that massive upset. The game that kept Ohio State out of the playoffs. 55-24. And I mean, you know, this kid's good. He's a sophomore. He's going to get a look when his time comes. And like I said, he don't turn the ball over. You know, if Beathard could get drafted, this kid's going to get drafted because he's better than Beathard was. Now, you know, against some of the bigger programs, I mean, you look at how close their season was to being even better than it was. You know, their loss to Penn State was 21-19. Their loss to Michigan State, who ended up being a darn good football team, was 17-10. They lost to Northwestern in a game they should have won. Annihilated Ohio State. Lost to Wisconsin, actually got blown out by Wisconsin, and lost to Purdue in a game they shouldn't have lost. And then smoked Nebraska. The only knock on Stanley is that he gets sacked. He's not as mobile as you would hope. More of a traditional drop back. Boston College has a real good team. Steve Adazio, yeah, he's one of those guys, you never talk about him as a coach. You know, he's okay. His programs are okay. He's been up at BC for a while now, and they're competitive each and every year. He has no urge to move anywhere else. And the funny thing is that had he applied, he might have gotten the job at Notre Dame pre-Kelly. And I think that would be the only job he would leave BC for. He worked as a defensive coordinator for a long time before he got this opportunity. And the Eagles are competitive each and every year. You know, they're Notre Dame with the same limitations, just a smaller body of work to be able to go after, a smaller body of recruits to be able to go after. Boston College is a tough academic program. They're trying to recruit to Boston. Both these teams are used to winning. They're also used to playing in the Northeast, or at least playing in Northeast cold weather. So, we'll see. You know, last year it was the 2014, I should say, it was Penn State. And they lost in overtime. Yeah. Again, pretty good matchup. Pretty good matchup all the way around. When you look at Arizona-Purdue, same deal. Purdue fought their way in, and Rich Rodriguez's teams in the Foster Arms Bowl in Santa Clara. This just favors Arizona. Purdue is more ground and pound. And, you know, we will find out. The Khalil Tate, he's the perfect kind of quarterback for Rich Rod's system. Throws the ball okay. Does turn the ball over. But he's a madman when it comes to moving the ball on the ground. You know, here's a guy that had 1,200 yards passing and 1,300 yards rushing. It's, you know, is Rich Rodriguez's offense a little out of date? Yeah, not really. I mean, it's a hybrid of what it used to be. But they got the right quarterback calling the shots. The big question right now is whether or not Tate takes the next step. And what they mean by that is, you know, in his senior year, coming back and taking it to the next level. They're going to expect it. You're going to see Arizona's going to be in top 15 in a lot of polls next year. And they didn't play particularly well going down the stretch. But because of this quarterback, and those of you who don't watch West Coast football, you're not going to know about him. They're going to get some love next year. And the question is whether the kid's capable of taking the next step. He got Heisman votes this year. You know, the bar's been set. Now, as far as Purdue goes, you know, it's a Big Ten school. They don't mess around. They play defense. First bowl in 5 years. So they're going to come in loaded for bear. Or Wildcat, as the case may be. And Jeff Brohm, you know, the question is whether they can keep him or not. Because people, they like what he's doing in Purdue. But the question is whether they're going to be able to pay him or not. And the limitations of the various different things, the facilities, the program, the ability to recruit there and all that kind of good stuff. But they went up against a pretty mirror image program with a significantly better quarterback in Louisville. Kept it close, lost 35-28. So they've got the blueprint on how to stop them. But as Mike Tyson says, everybody has a plan until you get hit. So we'll find out. I like Arizona in this game. Again, I think it's going to be a very, very competitive football game. Texas and Missouri. You know, this is another good one. Texas 6-6, certainly not what they expected the first year. They expected to be playing for a national championship with Tom Herman. Yeah, it didn't play out that way. They're going up against a Missouri team that started slow, but came on. Yeah, you got to remember something. At one point in time, what was it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They were 1-6. Beat Missouri State to start the season, lost to South Carolina, Purdue, Auburn, Kentucky, and UGA before they righted the ship and won out. That was no joke. They had significant heavy lifting to do, and they did it. They're on a roll. They're going to take this serious. And Texas, well, we'll see how it plays out. This wasn't the bowl game they were expecting to be playing in. I like Mizzou here. I'm not bought in on Texas yet. I'm truly not. Well, let's tap out. We'll wrap it up right after this short timeout. I am Black. You are not. Do not go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281.
Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Last game, we're previewing Virginia and Navy in the Military Bowl. Navy, for the first time, kind of struggling along here. I'll be curious to see how this plays out. Against Army, Navy, in the conditions that they were in, wanted to have Malcolm Perry with the football. You know, both quarterbacks, Zach Abey and Malcolm Perry, rushed for over 1,000 yards. You know, Virginia, they've done pretty good. Bronco Mendenhall is a hell of a good coach. And, you know, the 2-10 from last year is gone. He's got that program turned around in the right direction. It's a home game for Navy. It's in Annapolis. And, you know, midshipmen are on a 3-game losing streak, Notre Dame, Houston, and Army. I have a feeling, because nobody complains when you serve at the service academy, but Coach Ken, I think he's going to rotate his quarterbacks. The weather will be cold, but okay. And Kurt Benkert is going to try to get it done. He's got 25 touchdown passes, 8 interceptions, over 3,000 yards. Navy will come after him early and often. They're not big, but they're fast. And, you know, the only film that Mendenhall can show is the game against Georgia Tech, which Virginia won 40-36. I think Virginia will win. It's just an off year. But I think that'll be dependent on how much play Malcolm Perry gets in this game. If they play him as the starter and he gets the significant amount of time, I think Navy wins. If they split it pretty much down the middle, I think Virginia wins the football game. So I'm going with Virginia. We'll talk to you about it tomorrow here on The Attack. Have a great day, everybody.